episode number 246, more Camaro Show and Shine and listener voicemails.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Ah, what's going on, man?
Nothing, just enjoying the nice weather for a change.
Oh, I know.
The weather's
started off crappy.
Yep.
But then progressively got kick ass.
Yeah, it definitely did.
Nice summer day today.
Yep, it was good. The gas prices are going down.
That's a nice, another good thing.
The economy is sort of looking up.
Is it because all the gas is just kind of leaking out into the Gulf?
Yeah, right. Oh. It's just getting cheaper because it's just everywhere now. It's
gonna be like rain.
Yeah, that's bad news, man.
It's like your father-in-law told me at your
anniversary
party. He goes, you know what? He goes, water's gonna cost more than gas soon.
It already does. You had a bottle of Fiji lately and paid $4 for 12 ounces or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, from some glacier out in the middle of Antarctica or wherever it comes from.
Yeah, I drink it from the tap and I'm still living. And
yep, me too.
And I'm cheap. And I got more money in my pocket for gas.
That's good.
Well, listen, we need to wrap up what we started last week.
Yeah, we started with the car tips last week, the washing, the claying, and stuff like that. Now we're going to get on to actual polishing or waxing, whichever you prefer.
Whatever you like.
And then we're going to move on to some of our member voicemails because they called in droves this week.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, I guess let's see. We covered in last week's episode, you know, washing, drying. Did we cover drying with the absorber?
No.
Or with the leaf blower?
Yes, you did. You talked about you used the leaf blower.
Yeah, that thing makes a racket, but it does a good job. One thing I think I probably forgot to mention was a little detail or secret that I use.
Okay.
Formula 409.
Oh.
Yeah.
Formula 409.
Yep.
Really?
It's awesome for getting in the wheel wells and getting that, you know, like in the wheel wells, it seems to get like that layer of dirt on there.
Yeah,
it does. You can't power wash off very well.
You know what I use in the wheel wells is that stuff you spray on the tire.
Yeah.
I spray that in the wheel wells and it gets it nice and shiny in there too.
A lot of times that gets oily though, depending on what you use.
Oh,
but
okay.
409 actually, and then the oil stays there and then dirt sticks to it. But 409 is kind of a degreaser. So that that kind of helps out right there. So then polishing. You got to make sure that your surface is definitely still clean. You can't wash it one day and then polish it the next.
If you're claying the car, you want to wash it again.
That's right.
And then use the leaf blower.
And then when it's all sparkly clean, that's when you start adding your polish. And
preferably in the shade, right? Or in the garage?
Yeah, typically, but...
I've done mine in the sun quite a few times.
Yeah, it just works against you. Most of the new synthetic stuff, it just works against you. You know, it makes it difficult to apply and remove.
It burns the hell out of your hand.
Oh, it does. But the big trick is, we learned this from Sal Zeno. I hope he doesn't mind us giving the secret out. On vertical surfaces, polish going up and down, not the length of the vehicle.
Right.
And then on flat surfaces, go from front to back.
Right.
And what did Sal say? It brings out the...
The optical clarity of the paint.
Something like that.
It's like you want to go with the grain.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
And a little goes a long way.
Well, it depends on what you're using. If it's Zeno, that's right.
It's been so many years since I've actually used something else.
I know. I'm trying to think of...
Over 10?
Yeah. Well, remember when it was Zeno used to be... It was a very... detailed process, like you have to put a coat on and wait 24 hours and then put another one on and now they got some the accelerator, so that really takes care of it easily. But people don't think about this, you can clay the glass too. That
really?
Works really well. Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Because we got some tree sap or something off my glass with some clay.
Yeah, you had some gook all over that.
Yeah.
So and then wash, rinse, repeat. I guess.
And
I don't
keep however many coats you want to put on.
Yeah. Just keep going. I know
with Zeno, the more coat you put on, the deeper the shine.
Yeah, it gets wetter looking.
Yeah.
I've seen some phenomenal finishes. So, I don't know. That's kind of the basics of it.
Do you got any like tips to do the wheels when you clean your wheels?
Yeah, clean them often.
Clean them often.
Yeah, that's the big deal right there because they get so hot and the hot brake dust piles up on it. The more often you clean them.
What about using one of those things you stick in a drill?
That only works on certain
surfaces.
What's
it called? A mother ball or something?
A power ball. Yeah,
mother ball.
Mother ball. You're a mother ball. Power ball, and then I think Flitz or has whatever has one too. Yeah, that works, but it's only good on like polished surfaces, not painted.
Oh, okay.
And you can't really get super accurate with that. Let's see, what other tips do we have here? I don't know. I was kind of hoping people would call in with theirs.
Well, there might be some when we get to them.
Oh, yeah, because you said we have a bunch of voices.
Yeah, we sure do.
But
I remember a trick you taught me a long time ago, and it was using a Little Caesars box to do your tires so you don't overspray onto the car.
Yeah, you can go out and buy those like $15 or $20 plastic circles is really all it is that you hold up against the wheel, and then when you spray this tire shine on your tire, why not just cut it out of cardboard and save yourself $15?
Exactly.
It was kind of stupid. Remember that one time when you bought some tire shine and you didn't read the label?
And it had gold glitter in it?
It had glitter in it. It was glitter.
I still have that.
Why?
I don't know.
Just because it's funny as hell?
Yeah.
Did you, and didn't you spray it on and then you went,
yeah, what the
what
hell?
The hell? This isn't what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Gold.
And it takes forever for that stuff to come off,
oh,
too.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's like when someone gets in your car with glitter on them and you spend the next 2 years trying to get it out of your car.
Glitter is the non-ink version of a tattoo. Yeah.
It just gets everywhere.
Yeah. Whoever invented glitter needs to be shot.
Yeah, no kidding.
Or needs to eat glitter. Eat glitter. Eat glitter glue. Don't they have that glitter glue?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. Don't ask me how I know that, but you have glitter in your friggin' tire shine.
Yeah. That was just nasty.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Definitely call in with your car care.
Yeah,
we
kind of
just scratched the surface. You know, we really wanted to kind of get things going. So call them in if you got a special tip or a trick. I can't think of any good ones off the top of my head. I know I've got plenty, but I just can't think of what they are.
I think you talked about duct tape last week.
Duct tape for
the
interior.
Inside, yeah.
Maybe we'll talk about the interior some other time.
Okay.
There's a couple of decent tips and tricks on that. But remember the Formula 409 secret, man. It's amazing what that'll do for you.
Can you switch that out with, like, say, Simple Green?
Simple Green works pretty good as well. But that's if you want to go the green root, you know, Formula 409. I don't even know what's in it, but it works.
Yeah.
So Simple Green is more natural and maybe a little gentler, but you may have to work harder. Either one should work just fine.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, maybe some of our listeners called in, and we're gonna move over to that right now. Since
we got a lot, right?
There doesn't seem to be too much Camaro news going on right now. So
not that I can think of.
No. So maybe when more 2011 stuff starts coming out, we'll start covering some of that more. But in the meantime, people called in a lot this week, so. We got a couple emails, and we got some voicemails.
Cool.
So let's do an email first.
All right, pick one. I don't care. I got these here.
Let's see. This one comes to us from Car and Driver magazine.
Nice.
Yeah. Basically, they wrote in saying that they like the website and they want us to link up and they listen to our podcast.
Very cool.
So I said we'd mention their link on the air here. They have a 2010 Camaro buyer's guide. Over at Car and Driver, and the web address for that is buyersguide.carandriver.com/Chevrolet/Camaro, and I'm going to link that up in the show notes.
Cool.
Check it out. There's a lot of cool information in there.
Hope they link back to us. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Even though I don't need to buy a new Camaro right now, but
yeah.
Soon, maybe. I don't know. Could happen. Well, let me read this one here. I got this one. All right. This one comes from Kevin. He says, "Hey, Chris and Jason, great podcast last week." This is probably a couple weeks ago he's referring to. "I drive a black 03 GMC Envoy, and it's truly a pain to keep clean. Jason, I know you own a Trailblazer SS, which is more or less the same car, with no ignition key between the seats, though." Our old Saab
97X.
Which is really nothing. Okay, all right, I'm not going to go into that. "So I was wondering how you keep your car clean. I pretty much have to divide the car up into sections and wash and dry each one before moving on to avoid having a bunch of water spots all over the paint. Maybe there's an easier way." And then he talks about replacing my Trailblazer, which I have to do this
month,
July.
Right?
Yeah, pretty much July. Gave some cool suggestions, but I still just don't know what I'm going to do. He goes on to say, "Hope you guys have a good week and keep up the great work." You know, we didn't talk about this when we were talking last week about washing the car. And what I do is I do a section and then I rinse it. You know, I wash and then I rinse.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I move on to the next section, I rinse that and the previous section.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that just kind of keeps the surface wet until I can actually dry it without having any
those nasty water
those water spots, right?
Yeah.
And I also I'm pretty happy with that Mr. Clean auto dry stuff. That that really does the same thing as what the quarter car wash does. It runs your tap water through a filter, and filters out all those the minerals and or at least a good chunk of them that become
that
water
leave
spots.
All those deposits, yeah.
That's right. So just keep the car wet until you're actually ready to really dry it.
Yeah.
And that's the trick. Thanks for the email, Kevin, and thanks for the advice on the Trailblazer. I'm still tossing and turning, and I got to make my decision soon because
it's coming up.
So, all right. How many voicemails do we have here?
We have like five or six, something like
five
that.
Five or six. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see here. Before we get into that, let's remind everybody, get your car care, car show and shine tips in. Show and shine, mostly polishing and waxing, but anything else you've got. And get your emails and voicemails in otherwise, and here's how.
God.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
All right, let's kick off the first one here.
All righty.
Hi, I'm Louie.
And I'm Maya.
And I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of a heads up on some of the car shows towards Montreal, Canada. It's Loveson on the message board. And I just wanted to give you May 29th. There's a Chevrolet dealership in Laval called Carrefour 440. They're going to do a car show on Saturday, May 29th. On June 5th is another big car show, a Camaro Firebird-only show in Berthierville, home of the ex-Formula One racer Gilles Villeneuve. It's called Paille Chevrolet, P-A-I-L-L-E Chevrolet. Those are both Chevy dealerships here in Montreal and in Quebec that are doing decent-sized car shows for those Saturdays. And, of course, somehow it seems to not get enough press or exposure. It's good old the Camaros at Carlisle event at the GM Nationals on June 25 to 27. So those are at least three car shows coming up. Hoping you guys get a little bit more exposure thanks to the Internet and the great show you guys have. So have fun. Enjoy the summer. It's a beautiful sunny day today in Montreal. So you know the Camaros are going to get a workout. They're going to go beat up on those Mustangs. And if there's any other good and new and exciting news, you know I'm going to give you a call back. I'm not shy. Shout out to Mudbone, because you know he's going to be at Carlisle. Hey, Maya. What do we think of Camaros?
They rock!
All right. So we got it right from her. Take it easy, guys, and enjoy.
Awesome.
Awesome voicemail.
That was cool. Man, haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, good to hear from you, Loveson.
Yeah. And by the way, Maya.
Yeah, by the way, Loveson, go Habs.
Oh, boy. There we go.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, we got knocked out. The Wings got knocked out.
That's who I'm rooting for, although they're down three games right now.
Yeah.
So.
Tough one.
Yeah.
Very cool. So some cool car shows coming up that we would have never heard about otherwise.
Yeah, in Montreal and Quebec area there.
Yep.
So cool.
Good deal. Thank you so much, both of you.
Let's move on to another one.
Hey, guys. This is the post office guy. You guys should call in. There's no voicemail. Well, I missed the one that was on 16. So I'm calling in, driving in the rain, driving home. The only question I had, never used clay bar, using wire stuff, but how do you apply the clay bar? Is it a circular motion or a straight motion? Just need no details on it or an easy way to do it. Your show is still great, and you guys have lots of info, and hopefully, we'll learn something on the 2011 Z28 as far as horsepower. And you guys take care. It's a great show. Thanks. Bye.
Our post office dude called back again. Still waiting for those pictures, dude.
Yeah, I haven't seen the postal union members' car show.
Yeah.
Car show at the post office.
Yeah. So he had a question. How do you apply the clay bar stuff?
You stand back about 10 feet and you wad it up into a ball and throw it at the car as hard as you can. No, I'm glad he asked. We really didn't talk to him much about
this.
No,
we didn't.
Use some sort of quick detailer type spray or a very diluted solution of... that's the strangest thing I've ever seen. It's an electronic cigarette. Gosh, man, I just can't get over that. Anyway, a very diluted solution of actual just car... shampoo, car soap.
Yeah.
You put it in a spray bottle or whatever, make sure the surface stays wet, and then you just kind of glide the clay across it. You kind of make a patty out of it and use your four fingertips to circular back and forth, really all you're doing is really just covering the surface. Yeah. You know, it shouldn't matter because you're not leaving anything. You're just taking things away. So as long as you cover all surface area, should be good. And then just rinse it off.
I can't stress enough. Do not do this in the sun.
Oh, God.
Dude, it can turn into a nightmare.
The clay will melt to the car.
Yes.
And then you need another piece of clay later on to get the first piece of clay
exactly.
off.
Exactly.
So. It's just strange.
Okay, you ready for the next
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I'm ready for the next one. Put that thing down. You're creeping me out.
Yeah, I just wanted to know when the Jason Debler action figures would be coming out, and also when the die-cast car would be coming out, the next one in the series. All right, thanks.
It's funny stuff. You know, in the there's I'm behind on this series 4 die-cast.
Can you give us an update on how it's going?
No.
When it's going to come out?
No. Not gonna. It's. I've just been busy with work and the site and everything. I kind of had to put it off a little bit. But actually, I'm spending next weekend, Memorial weekend, tearing into it a little bit deeper so I can push it along a little further. No, there will be no Jason Debler action figures because they don't make plastic that cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the best I could come up with. That's a kind of an inside joke with the Camaro Z28.com diecast Series 3 thread in which we're talking about the Series 4 version coming out. And somebody said that. You know, they said we should make a Chris Frezza version with a beard, too.
Removable?
Which I saw you shaved yours off, so it's definitely summertime when Chris Frezza shaves his beard.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, sorry, guys, to keep you waiting. I was hoping to have it out by...
But no new updates.
No new updates. Nothing significant. I don't want to keep dangling a carrot, so that's why I kind of stayed quiet about it lately. I'm trying to get it done.
Okay.
Hang in there. It'll be cool.
We'll just move on to the next one, then.
Hey, Jason and Chris. It's Jennifer from the board. Seago bye-bye. You guys were talking about cleaning tips and ways to keep your car clean or to make it clean, and this is something that I do that really helps out if you're going actually to the drag strip. A lot of people think I'm crazy, but it seriously saves you hours of cleaning rubber off the back of your car. I take blue 3M painter's tape, and I actually tape the back of my car before I go to the track, and I don't use the cheaper stuff. You got to get the good tape because it doesn't seem to stick as well. And I just completely cover the back of my back, like, bumper aft of the, you know, back wheels with tape. And I go inside the wheel well, you know, where there's paint exposed so it doesn't stick there. And basically when I do my burnouts, it doesn't, you know, fly onto your paint. And, you know, it's really hard to clean that rubber off your car. So that's something I do. Now, when I go to the track, a lot of people look at me and think I'm crazy. But then the ones who do it also are like, oh, man, you got the right idea. So definitely a great tip to use if you're going to the drag strip. Just tape off your back bumper to prevent yourself from having to clean it up. It's a pain in the butt. So glad to see the weather's getting better around here. And there's a lot of F-bodies out cruising around. And hopefully we'll see you guys out. Thanks. And hopefully that tip's help somebody. Bye.
That's a good one. I've seen people at the track doing that before.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
That's the first I've heard of it.
It doesn't look all that great, but you know what? It saves you just so much time because you just peel it off.
Don't they sell that stuff that you can put on your back quarter panels and bumper? It's clear, see-through, and you can just tear it right off.
Yeah, they got the stuff that's semi-permanent, you know, but they've also, I've seen some stuff now, I think Afterthoughts Auto carries it where it's like temporary, just like a temporary bug shield type thing. Similar stuff, but, you know, using the 3M blue painter's tape is not as pretty, but it's probably a heck of a lot cheaper and, you know,
probably
buy a big old roll of it. I've seen people do that on the road course too. So
interesting.
Yeah, people might say, "Oh, that looks like crap." Well, you know what looks worse? Rubber stuck all over a car that you can't get off.
Exactly.
So good stuff, man. Thank you so much, and hopefully we'll see you at some of the upcoming car shows.
Yep. Okay. Right. Ready for another one?
Sure.
Hey, Chris and Jason, this is Corey, CR97WS6 on the message board. You guys were talking about car shows, and I know it's not a Camaro show, but I always head down to the Trans Am Nationals in Dayton, Ohio. It's usually the last full weekend in August, which is always a good time. There's usually, you know, 400 to 500 of you name it year Firebird. It's a lot of fun. And you guys were talking about show and shine tips. And one thing that I like to do is I don't like using the spray foam tire shine stuff. I like to use the glaze that you put on with like a foam pad and. But I found that expandable spray tire foam stuff works really good at your inner fender wells that are black, and they always get, like, dirt and kind of grimy looking. So when you're at the show, you just take that and you spray it on that black plastic, shines it all up, and it kind of gives a nice dimension to the wheel well that not a lot of people think of or notice. So that was just one tip of mine. Enjoy the podcast, and I'll stay in touch. Bye.
Hey, thanks for calling in. And we just got done doing that tip like 10 minutes ago, didn't we?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's good for
that's something I do.
It's good for quick and easy. If you're at a car show where you don't really have the time to, you know, I still do it. I just if I have the time, I'll use the 409 at least first. If anything, when I still wipe it down though after I spray the tire foam or whatever in the wheel wells just to kind of get that residue off.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of something else.
What's that?
When my car was at SEMA, I was talking to the Borla guys because I had have their headers and exhaust system, and they let me try out their exhaust tip cleaner. That is hands down the best stuff I've ever used for that sort of thing.
Really?
Yeah, it's like about $20 for a bottle. You can get it just about anywhere, you know, Amazon or eBay or whatever your deal is. It smells kind of lemony almost, and it comes in an aluminum can bottle type thing. But it just does an incredible job of getting the soot from the inside of your exhaust tips. And then it shines up the exhaust tips really well. I think I'm going to try it on my my polished rim of my wheel, too.
Hmm.
It really works much, much better than anything else I've ever used.
What's the name of it?
Borla Stainless Exhaust Cleaner and Polish or something like that. It's pretty
simple.
So
it's their own stuff.
Yeah, it's their branded stuff. I really liked using it as SEMA, and as soon as I got the car out, I ordered some up. Very, very, very well worth the money.
Mm, okay.
Polishes up great. I can't stress it enough. Mm. Just make sure you don't get any on your paint.
Mm.
So, gosh, going back to that, since we were talking about car stuff, glass cleaner. I like Stoner, invisible glass.
I've got the wipes.
Yeah, those are pretty handy. I think the spray gets all over the place. I usually spray the microfiber towel, then apply it, but the wipes make it 10 times easier.
Yep.
So, anyway... Back to that last voicemail. Did we cover everything he wanted to know, or was there...
Yeah, everything. He also mentioned the Trans Am Nationals.
Yeah, right.
That's a long-going show there.
I've been to that. It was a little over 10 or 12 years ago, but it was very, very cool.
Wasn't that always going on at the same time Camaro Superfest was?
I think so. It was along the same time, but boy...
No, it sounds like it's going at the end of August now.
I wore a Camaro shirt.
Yeah?
Yeah. That was
Did you get jumped?
Just about.
A bunch of people with switchblades?
Hey, you're on a turf, man. No, it was no big deal.
Well, we have one more voicemail to go here.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were done.
No.
Oh, shoot, man. Fired off.
Hey, guys. Great show. This is Jonathan Brown out in New Jersey. I took all your tips for polish and cleaning to heart after cruising up around Bear Mountain and the Seven Lakes and taking a kid to horseback riding on a dirt road. I came back and followed all your tips, and my black vet looks really cool. I did the silver CTS too. Great tips. Now I want to know about the Z28 that's coming. Is it going to have a front clip similar to the base model or the SS or totally new front fascia? I don't know. I'm really digging the front fascia on the base model a little bit more than the SS. And I thought it would be cool if they did that with a big hood. You know, or a taller hood for the Z28. What do you guys think is going to happen? Is this just going to be the front fascia? And also, I noticed you guys mentioned stuff about the backup lights in the Camaro being bad. It looks fine to me. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Camaro SS, the base 300 horsepower version, and I can't wait to see the new Z28 with 556. I'm curious as to whether it'll equal or better the CTS-V coupe in performance. Give me your opinion. Thanks, guys.
Jonathan Brown calling in from New Jersey again.
All right.
Love hearing from you. Thanks for calling in again, buddy.
Yeah, you bet.
He sure loves that Z28, huh?
What Z28?
Yeah, it's all speculation right now.
I know nothing.
All speculation, including the 556 horsepower.
That's the current LSA horsepower,
within
isn't
the CTS-V.
Yeah, right. Who knows? It's up in the air, even if there is one. Probably,
but so who knows what the front clip would look like?
I'm sure somebody does, but... Well,
take a look at Bumblebee right now. That's going to be in the Transformers 3 movie. Mm-hmm. That might be a good indication of what it is.
Pretty much what the consensus is. Yeah, Jay Leno car. I liked that one. I thought it looked pretty good.
Take a look at a couple of the SEMA cars and the Bumblebee car, and you might get yourself an idea there. I kind of like what SLP did with their car with the ZL... What is it? The ZL51? Well, the ZL
575. Yeah.
They've got a little insert for the mail slot.
Yeah.
That they put right in there.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, you can buy them separately, too.
Can you?
Yep. Yep, you can see them at slpcamaro.com.
That's nice. I also like how they paint on the stripes, too.
Right, yeah. That's pretty cool. So I guess they sold out of all of those ZL575s.
Wow.
Now they're talking about trying to figure out what they're going to do for the 2011 Camaro. So
yeah. They did, what, 250 of them?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But they're like definitely limited. Definitely cool. So
nice.
Still on the show circuit, too. I think you can catch him on Facebook.
Yeah, Dave's all over the place.
Yeah, he sure is. It's my buddy Dave. He does a good job, too. So speaking of Facebook and all that.
Yeah. We got a fan page on Facebook. You can join up and like us and be a part of and all that. Just go to Facebook.com. Do a search on CamaroZ28.com. There's a whole bunch of CamaroZ28.com sites up that I think our members created, but there's only one official one.
Right, so join them all.
And you can also follow us on Twitter, at CamaroZ28.com. That's our Twitter username on that. So,
Cool. What else we got going on? Is that it?
I think so. We had a bunch of voicemails this week.
I know,
so
that's cool. Keep them coming.
And they call, so.
Absolutely.
Definitely, keep them coming. Hopefully we got some new news coming out about, the Camaro soon here. Give us a little more to talk about. I think the Indy 500 is next weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And so is the UFC fight between Quentin Rampage Jackson and Rashad Evans.
Oh, I know who Rampage Jackson is, but I thought he retired.
That's what you keep saying.
That's what I read.
The man didn't retire.
He retired to be an actor.
He's B.A. Baracus in the new A-Team movie.
I know.
But he's not retiring. He's fighting next weekend. And it's
well, when he gets his ass kicked, will he go into retirement again?
I hope so.
I don't know. I don't know anything about this.
And then, of course, it's Memorial Day.
Long weekend next week.
Yep. I could use a day off because I got to work on that CamaroZ28.com diecast series 4 so people don't harass me about an action figure anymore.
Yeah, no kidding.
So that's what I'll be doing then. So I guess have a wonderful, if you're leaving early for your weekend, be safe. Don't drink and drive. Buckle your safety belts.
Absolutely.
On behalf of Scott Settlemyer and all of General Motors, as he says. And I guess we'll be back with you next week.
We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.